الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه. وقال تعالى: إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. On one occasion, a great buzurg, Sheikh Abdul Wahid rahmatullah alayh, very pious person, and at night he felt very sleepy, so he couldn't complete his reading, his wazifa, and he slept away. He dreamed a most beautiful woman. He never ever can dream of such a beautiful woman, dressed in green silk, and every part of her body, her clothes, her shoes, making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. This is also one thing to understand. We all want the hurs of Jannat. Allah grant us all Jannat, grant us all the ni'mats of Jannat. But those people who become matured in their spirituality, they are above all that. And the presence of Allah and seeing and being with Allah is far superior than all that also. So anyway, very beautiful. And she told him, I love you and I want you, but you have to work hard for me. And the way to get me is to engage in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says that after that, for 40 years he made his Fajr namaz with his Isha wudu. 40 years he didn't sleep at night. And this also we understand, that when the importance of something comes in our heart, the value of something comes in our heart, then it's easy to do that. Today the value of smoking, so a person got money for smoke, for cigarettes. A person got time for cigarettes. A person is prepared to sacrifice his health for his cigarettes. The sports that is coming, the soccer, how many people will go for the World Cup there? How many people will be glued to their phones and watching it and watching the score? Because the love, the value of that is in the heart. What we are lacking is the value of deen. That is not in our heart. So therefore, to sacrifice for deen is difficult. How much we sacrifice for dunya? All of us, almost all of us, we work in our shops. We are working in our offices, in our surgeries. We work hard. Lot of time goes. Because the value is there, we can give that time. And that quarter, one-tenth of that time to give it to deen, to the masjid, very hard. Because the value of deen is not in our heart. The reality of deen is not in our heart. All the other things, the value is there. So Allah grant us to understand the great value of deen and put that in our hearts. Allah tabarak ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif right at the beginning, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those people who bring iman on the unseen, deen, akhirat, qabr, all those things. And all the other requirements that we have to believe in. And at the end of those ayat there, Allah says, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. They got iqan, yaqeen on the akhirah. Today ask ourselves seriously, how much of yaqeen have I got on akhirah? Okay? Like a snake, if we see a snake, I usually give this example. If we are at a walima, how our types of walimas are today, it may be a hall next to the masjid, masjid hall, and men and women are mixed there. Music is also playing. There is a drone also taking photos, photography also. And one maulana, he sees a snake there. And he says, now, if I'm going to tell them there's a snake, all going to get very cross. I'm upsetting the whole gathering here. All the fun they having, I'm upsetting it. And he doesn't speak, they'll get mad on that morning. How couldn't you tell us? You saw the snake and you allowed it to bite so many people and they died. You should have told us. What about the snakes of the qabr? If we got yaqeen on the snakes with this music that's carrying on and photos that are being taken and men and women mixing and talking and laughing, if we got yaqeen on the snakes of the qabr, a person won't be able to sit. Let them tell you a million times you upset the apple cart, you are a spoiler. You spoil all our fun. He says, for your sake, for your qabr. Or if he's sitting there and he sees in a plug point, there's a fire, there was a short, electrical short, and there's a fire. He says, but if I'm going to speak, I'm going to upset everything. All are having fun here and I'm going to upset everything. They'll get mad on him. That fire, you should have told us, the fire came, the whole place burned, people burned to death. How couldn't you speak? You should have spoken. But the fire of Jahannam which we see, قُوْ أَنفُسِكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. If we got that yaqeen, with all the haram that we are doing, if we got the yaqeen, as Mufti Ibrahim Sahib, Salaji Damat Barakatum explained, the أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The worst punishment on the day of Qiyamah for those who are taking photos. And in the details of this is who takes the photo, who looks at the photo. Today, how many people they came and they say, our job is we have to look at photos. All the time, we are involved on the internet. We are working, we have to order for the company. And whatever we are going through, there are photos. So this Sharia has shown a solution. But today, normally, we don't worry. The billboards, we're looking at photos. When we're looking at the soccer that we are seeing, not only photos, but those people are not dressed also correctly. Hey, and it is la yani, it is fuzul. The worst honey-coated poison today is the sports. At the moment, the soccer, this is the worst. And as we are sitting now, there are so many of us who love the sports. And they will be in their hearts, they are saying, hey, let Maulana talk. But the sports, we cannot let it go. And somebody who is a bit away, they'll be looking at their friends and smiling. Our sports, that we cannot let it go. That is important. One friend, in fact, told me, he says, what you told me, I can't deny. It makes sense fully. It's 100% true, but it's a very bitter pearl to swallow. We can't accept it. How much we have gone into this, that those idols, we haven't got that yaqeen of what the harm of it is. Allah Ta'ala give us that yaqeen. Alhamdulillah, the theme of our jalsa today, the signs of the hour. So to know the signs, we should know. But that is not enough. The main thing is to prepare for the hour, to prepare for Qiyamah. What are we doing? If we see a sign, 120 kilometers per hour, 80 kilometers per hour. Now I know about it. And somebody tells you, what's your speedometer? You say, I know. And next you see, you are trapped. The camera was there. You got caught. So knowing is not enough. To do the amal, to observe the law at that time. Just to know is not enough. In our deen also, how many people? You tell somebody, read this dua. He reads 10 more duas for you. On that subject, he knows 10 duas. But the thing is not just the reading and the knowing of it, but the practicing of it. And more than the practicing, the yaqeen of it. For example, that read Ayatul Kursi, there is protection of all your things. Now, even if a sheikh, a tariqah tells somebody, that it tells these people, you know, you mustn't talk too much and tell the people to read Ayatul Kursi. If their bucky gets stolen, if their house gets burgled, then they lose the iman. The iman will become weaker. His iman is not there from the beginning. If he hasn't got yaqeen that Ayatul Kursi can protect you, and he's now telling, he's just got a camouflage of deen. He hasn't got deen. If deen is there, deen is that yaqeen. That yaqeen must be there. Yes, however, you read your Ayatul Kursi, you read your dua, but how much you are involved in gunah, the effect of that Ayatul Kursi won't be there. We are locking our doors and we are putting the burglar bars, no problem, fully permissible in Sharia. But you are making sure you paid your insurance premium also. You got your yaqeen on your insurance premium. Then your Ayatul Kursi you are reading, then what is going to have an effect? Ayatul Kursi 100%. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that La ilaha illallah benefits a person tremendously. Then he said, unless its rights are not fulfilled. On one place, unless you don't do Amr bil Ma'ruf, wan nahi anil munkar. Another place, unless you don't give up gunas. So we read our duas morning, even 100% there is complete security in there. But when we are reading it with that no yaqeen, or very weak yaqeen, or full of gunas we are reading, then we can't get that benefit fully. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, let us make effort to give up gunas. وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِسْمِ وَبَاطِنَا. Allah Ta'ala says, give away, stay away from all open gunas, which we all know which are gunas, and the hidden gunas. Also a very sad thing that has happened in our time, as Mufti Ibrahim Sahib, Damat Barakatuh explained, once we all knew photography was haram, we all knew TV is haram. We had TV in the house, many people, but Ramzan, it's haram, close it up. Any some Maulana is going to come, put a parda, put a veil over it, close it up. But now the time has come that the way ulama are talking, ulama are coming on TV now. So that hurmat is gone out. Nobody now regards it as a guna also. That was a time when they regarded photos as haram, music as haram. But now when Maulanas are speaking and they are appearing on TV, YouTube, and there's music also playing in the background, so the thing is gone out of the hearts of the people. So there is a very serious matter. So anyway, to know the signs of Qiyamah are not enough. More than that, we must prepare for them. Exam time, there's also how sad it is. How many people are called on radio stations to make dua for the matriculants they must succeed? How many voice messages going out everywhere that make dua for the matriculants? They are doing secular education. They are learning Darwin's theory of evolution. They are learning all kufriyat. There is a great fear if you make dua, you lose your iman. If somebody you make dua, that person is going for haram. He's going to commit adultery, and you make dua that may he go safely and accomplish what he wants to go into. Your iman is great at stake in such a state. But anyway, if the timetable for the exams come out, this day, this paper, this day, this paper. Now just knowing that is not enough. Preparation for it now. That is required. So the signs of Qiyamah, the preparation for that is absolutely necessary. For that, really it is that every nafil, every mustahab, we should not have given it up. But today we are so weak, our faraz namazes are in jeopardy. Our faraiz in everything is in jeopardy. So now we are in a danger where our iman is in great danger. And our iman, to lose the iman. Today we know the case that there are people, one is to lose your iman. You said something wrong. You did something wrong. You went to the wrong place by which you lost your iman. Like for example, you pray under the cross. They open. Their niyat is not counted. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a person who drank wine was brought to him. And the wine was still dripping from his beard. So then he told that, yeah, we won't look at his intention. because the signs are so clear that now he's the apparent, we are responsible for the apparent. And on that we will give the judgment of being flogged for drinking wine. Not that we will say give him the benefit of the doubt when the signs are so apparent. So today the signs of all this wrong, a person worshipping under the crosses and making dua under the crosses, that's a clear sign. So today our iman is at stake. Really, as we are going along, one very important thing is we should try, make this the catalyst, make this the turning point in our life. This jalsa we are having is not just to have bayans, or mashallah our great buzur, great ulama of the country giving bayans. That is not enough. The thing is to make amal. The thing is to bring a change in our lives. We go in jamaat 40 days, 4 months. We go to the Darul Ulooms, we become alim, hafiz. That is not the object. The object is to bring a change in our lives. To bring that yaqeen, to bring deen in our lives. Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi gives the example. If a person just gives azan, and after azan, another azan. Yeah, jamaat is finished. He's still giving azan. Something wrong with that person. Azan is necessary. For namaz, you must give azan, so people come for namaz. But namaz is not, azan is not the object. The object is namaz. So just like that, if we just have knowledge of deen, or we just going in jamaat, we just going khanka, we are just becoming alim, but we not practicing on deen, we just like that person, something wrong with us mentally. We have to go for some treatment. We are mad people. That we are just learning about deen, knowing about deen. The object of it is to practice on deen. How much of practice, amal of deen are we bringing in our lives? So we should try. All our namaz zuhr is not 10 rakat. And today, how many good people, they only make zuhr 4 or 6 rakat. Or just the 4 sunnat muakkada before 4 farz. After that, no sunnat muakkada. Isha is 17 rakat. Make the full namazes. Jumu'ah is 14 rakat. If we will do that, Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives the example that like a cow that is grazing on the border of the land, at any time it will go on the other side. When it goes on the other side, the owner of that side will hit that cow. You came in my land. You're eating the grass from my side. They will throw stones at it. They will chase it away. So if we on the border, that is if we are now just very flimsy, a very weak link with our iman, we are right on the border. And at any time we just go out, which is unfortunately happening today. What things are happening and we're just going out. Stay, and then the hadith says, the cow that grazes in the middle of the land, that cow is saved. That is that we are doing our zuhr, for example, 12 rakats. We are reading our Quran Sharif daily. The whole practice of deen, then inshallah. And also, ulama have explained that the nawafil protect the sunnah. Sunnahs protect the farais. Farais protect the iman. Now we have thrown away all the protection. Our iman is at stake. And it is not just a matter that person became murtad, that person has lost his iman. Think of it carefully. What does it mean? What does it translate into? What does it mean a person has lost his iman? That is going in the fire of Jahannam. Yeah, we can't tolerate one matter. One cigarette lighter. A mosquito bite is far too much for us. A fly buzzing by our ears, buzzing by our nose, we get so disturbed about it. The fire of Jahannam, all the fire of the world together, doesn't come one bit close to the fire of Jahannam. And there we are, we to be there forever and ever. Not for one moment to think of it is impossible. And then to be there for 1 second, for to be there for 1 year, and if a person lost his iman, abadul abad, he'll burn all the time. For example, a munafiq, and unfortunately many of us are guilty of this. Ulama used to say some years ago, there is nifaq amali, that is our actions, that we say we are Muslims, we dress like non-Muslims. our habits, our lifestyle, like non-Muslims, everything, give preference to secular education over dini education. Now ulama say the nifaq i'tiqadi, in our belief there is nifaq now, that we have we say we believe, but there isn't belief in the heart. So that has become common now. So for the munafiq, as the Quran Sharif say, inna al munafiqina fi dharki al asfali min al nar, the munafiqs will be in the lowest pits of Jahannam. And the explanation to that is given, that they will be in iron coffins, and those iron coffins will have burned red hot, and they won't be able to move also, but they will be just lying flat. And in that hot, in the fire of Jahannam, where the starting of the fire, where fire starts, it's at its severest. Far away from there, it becomes a bit lighter. But there it's the severest, and they will be there. And today this is common in us. And we are not worried how our daughters are dressed, how our sisters, mothers are dressed, what parties they are going. With this Halloween thing, don't think it's only in Saudi. Yeah, in our country, Parda ladies involved in this Halloween birthday parties. The theme is Halloween. Witch, to be a witch. And it is common in our hijab ladies. And this is happening here. So what is our, so this yaqeen is today, that is at stake. It's not a matter that we are leaving out nafils and we are leaving out sunnah. And how today, that how many people, learned people, they go on a deeni mission for deeni work, and they join their namazes together, Zuhar, Asr together, making masa on cotton socks, has become common. And this is, now it's becoming common. This is like the Shias. Shias only got three namazes. They join Zuhar and Asr. They join Maghrib and Isha. The Salafis, they do this. Today it is in us. And when that happens, then soon namaz goes out of your life. If we don't take care of the nawafil, ishraq, chas, our faras will go. If we're a person who looks after his nafa, his ishraq and chas, then tahajjud, he will be sure he makes his faras. And sometimes when he can't, he'll say, okay, I won't make ishraq today. But he won't say, today I won't make fajr. So we have to look to bring our amal correct, to protect our iman. This yaqeen is the most important thing that we have to have in our lives. At the time, pre-1994, when we were in the apartheid era, then we didn't really have to worry. We as ordinary people, we hardly heard about Shias, because the country, they control the country, even people coming in the country, everything they control. TV they control so much. Till so late only did they allow TV to come. And then also what lot of restrictions they permitted TV. There was lot of things which they did not allow on the TV. Gambling dens were not allowed in South Africa. Person wanted to gamble, he had to go to Swaziland. He had to go to Mozambique, Maputo. There they could go and gamble, etc. Yeah, it was not allowed. So we were restricted. In some sense, it was a blessing in disguise. We didn't really even know what Shiaism is, what Qadianism is. Now, post-94, now everything has opened. Now all the fitnas have come. And how many of our children, who we know personally, they were going to university, didn't become a Shia, he's preaching Shiaism now. Of our homes, what we call our family, our type of people, he not only he became a Shia, he's promoting Shiaism. All these wrong things, they are promoting it now. That is still a bit far. Now we also hear, like we hear that one person became a pastor and now he's preaching Christianity. All these things are happening now. Then further now we have to be, remember also the enemy of Islam at one time, they were open enemies and they fought us openly. Like the crusaders, with the crusades, etc. They fought us openly. Then they saw that they are not having much success in that. So they prepared what are called Orientalists. The Orientalists were non-Muslims, but they wrote books greatly in praises of Islam, greatly in praises of great, great people of Islam. But in the whole thing, they left a little bit of poison also. One person writes about Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, whole book, 200-300 pages only the praises of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So and we all would say, mashallah, look at him, he's a non-Muslim, but see how he's praising and how he's got rid. But he left his poison, and that poison is what was his object. And what was that? That na'uzubillah, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to fabricate hadith. That he used to make up his own hadith. Where nothing can be further from the truth. Every sahaba, udur, how just they were. And in the narration of hadith, Allah reward, only Islam got that sign of grading the hadith and seeing the genuine, what are the genuine hadith. Christianity out of the question. Judaism out of the question. Science, maths, no one got that, what Islam has got. So the purity, but they attacked Islam like that. Then came a time when they realized that was not good enough. Then they got from the Muslim community, Muslim people, modernists like what we call today now, and for them now to attack Islam. So we say he's a Muslim man, he knows. He knows what he's talking. Muslims got influence. That also was not enough for them. And they will not be satisfied until they put off the light of Islam. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. They can try and blow as much as they want to. The chameleon blew so much to put off the fire, but it couldn't succeed. Allah will complete the nur of Islam. And Allah will protect it. لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةً ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. Always there will be a group of people who will be firm on the truth. And stick with those people who are teaching you the truth. Don't stick with those people who are teaching you the batil. One very great alim of our country, in charge of major work of deen in our country, he said two alims found him and they told him, see, don't take part in all this confusion with the ulama. Some ulama are this side, some are on that side. So don't take part of any side. So what did he say? He says, but I not support the truth. I have to support the truth. How can you tell me I mustn't take part? I must support, take part, and I must take the part of the truth. I told him you should have added more to that and told them, how can I not fight against the batil and deny the batil? I must stand, all of us, let us think, especially ulama, that who are on the truth, who are calling us towards Allah, follow those people. And those who are for teaching us the batil and the wrong, those people who close the masajid and are proud about closing the masajid and are saying we will again close the masajid. And when a court case or order was brought legal, peaceful way to try and keep the masajid open, they joined the people to close the masajid. They joined the atheists, the kuffar. And then when they saw that we're going to lose the case, the court is not going to rule in favor that the masajid must remain open. They tried and make a settlement, at least allow 3-4 people that Jamaat Namaz at least carry on. If the whole community is not coming, masjids are closed. They said, not on my dead body, not one person will we allow. So make sure, see what side we are on. It's not a matter of not taking part. يُرِيدُونَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ السَّبِيلَ لَا إِلَى هَاُولَى وَلَا إِلَى هَاُولَى. Those people, who are these, the munafiqs, who are not this side also and not that side also. We are in between. They want an in-between way. No in-between way. Islam is full dedication, full commitment. Commitment to Allah, commitment to His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commitment to the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, say radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how lot of nur and barakat comes with that, and totally, kul ya ayyuhal kafirun, la a'budu ma ta'budun, and you also, la ta'budun ma a'bud, and again repeat it, la a'budu ma ta'budun, وَلَا أَنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ مَا عَبُدْ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. Clear cut. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they offered him, Allahu Akbar. They came to Hazrat Abu Talib, his uncle who looked after him so much, and they told him that your support of your nephew, your protection of him, we respect it. But now we cannot. He's going over the limit. And they said, now we will go and harm him. We will destroy him. Abu Talib called Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Your community, your Quraysh, the people of the Quraysh have come and they put this ultimatum to me. Now what can I do? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was enjoying the protection of Abu Talib all the time. Then he told him that, oh my uncle, if you put the sun in my right hand, the moon in my left hand, I cannot stop. The mission of Haqq, the mission of saving people from Jahannam, the mission of saving people from the fire of the qabr of Jahannam, in this dunya to save the people from the azab of Allah Ta'ala, I cannot stop from that. No matter if you can't stop, support me, I can't help it, no problem. And with tears in his eyes, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was going away. Abu Talib told him, don't worry, I'm there to protect you. This is our deen, so we have to protect. So now there are this great, great fitness we have to see. And see with our open eyes, clearly, who is calling us towards Quran and Hadith? Who is calling us towards Sunnah and practicing on deen? We might have our weaknesses, but everyone is weak. But which side are we calling? And who is calling towards the deen of the government, what the government is dictating? One person just reminded me, we heard it that time also, he reminded me, at the beginning of this pandemic or plandemic, this corona, the president of the country told, all will have to see their new ways of worship. So the government is dictating our way of worship. And now what they do, if they tell us, Muslims don't want to accept. Now what they do, they have chosen ulama and worked on the ulama. And they have chosen, they know who to choose and how to approach them and what to offer them. Now unfortunately we are at that stage that our own ulama are telling us. So we get confused that he's an alim and he's telling us to do this. These ulama are telling us this, these ulama are telling us that. So we get confused. So they have been, for whatever reason, they're promoting. Where it started, we thought, really I thought is the last nail in the coffin. But after that worse, and now unimaginable, unconceivable, unbelievable, the interfaith thing, it could not be imagined. Just as Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, that if a person, if somebody claims nabuwat, that I'm a nabi, and you ask him, what's your proof? You lose your iman immediately. That is, so convincingly we believe that Nabi Ali Salatu Islam is the last and final Nabi. No question, you cannot entertain it. Even no matter what proofs he bring, you can't entertain. Even if you ask him, what's your proof? Now today, with the minds they have prepared in the schools, the minds they have prepared in the universities, we will say, what's wrong? Let him ask for his proof. That is logical. Let him present his proof. But iman, the taqaza and demand of iman is, we believe in Nabi Ali Salatu Islam is the last and final Nabi. No zilli Nabi can come. No buruji Nabi can come. No funny name Nabi can come. Nabi Ali Salatu Islam is the last and final Nabi. Islam is the last and final deen. No deen can come after the deen of Islam. No shariat can come after the shariat of Islam. A person, in his khutbah he reads, and with a sweet sound tone, tarannum, la shari'ata ba'da shari'atihi, wa la deena ba'da deenihi, that no shariat after the shariat of Islam, and no deen after the deen of Islam, no fiqhul aqalliyat, and no all this other funny things, nothing of that. And then his whole bayan is opposite to that. What he says in his khutbah and the whole bayan is opposite to that. So today is the time our iman is at stake. And it's just not a matter of a person became murtad, a person lost his iman. It's a matter of my qabr. What I'm talking now, I must be, it's going to impact on my qabr. It's going to impact on the day of Qiyamah, whether I'm going to Jannat or Jahannam. All of us, all who we are listening to, would see it's not, and the snake, the pythons of the qabr, and the snakes and the azab of the fire of Jahannam. A person will be given this. Now we enjoy this nice water, cool water, mashallah. But there, boiling hot water will be given. You'll just put it to your lip and your lower lip will come right by your belly. The way that effect of it will be, the upper lip will go right up and then you'll have no choice but to drink that. وَقَطَّعَتْ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ, and it will cut your intestines into pieces. And it will be replaced so you feel the pain again and again and again. And I can repeat again till I die. It will just carry on and on. So think about our qabr. My mother, my father, my sister, all of us, what is our qabr going to be? It's not a matter of pleasing the people, having peace and harmony, living with peace and harmony. Then you prepare yourself to live with peace and harmony with the pythons in the qabr, with the scorpions in the qabr. Any person who got any idea what poison a snake bites you, what is it? Not the bite that harms you. The poison, the venom and it pains you. Terrible pain it puts in a person. And continuously, the snakes will bite a person. So the life of the qabr, this is the signs of the hour. To prepare for it, not just to know and talk about it. And I must be worried, each one, what is going to happen, my qabr. I'm missing my namazes left, right and center. As somebody said, Allahu Akbar, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, legs are amputated. They still say, I got one leg to go for namaz, one leg to go in jihad. But we, as so nicely said, our eyebrows just twitch a little bit, I'm too sick, I can't go for namaz. Our nails just pain a little. And I can't now go for Jamaat Namaz. I can't make it for Namaz. This is our condition. Whereas the Sahaba, no matter what their condition, they drag themselves to the masjid. They got people to carry them to the masjid. And today, what the worst flimsy excuses, we just miss our Namazes. We don't pay any attention. And one Namaz a person misses, one hukuk in the fire of Jahannam. If I remember correctly, it works out to close to 3 million years in the fire of Jahannam. For one namaz, and even if you make the qaza of that namaz, to come out of that, Islam has left the doors of Tawbah wide open. Wide open. Make Tawbah, then that guna of missing namaz is off us. And if we don't make Tawbah, even we make our qaza umri, which we must, we're not conscious of making our qaza umri. How many qaza namazes we have got? What's the quality of our namazes? And we're not worried at all. Yes, in my bank statement, if I see some discrepancy, my deposit was not recorded, immediately I can't sleep the whole night. Then I phone them in the morning, what is here? I made deposit, I got proof of my deposit. It's not reflecting on my statement. This payment, I didn't make that payment, where it comes from? And our hisab of akhirat, we are not worried. Our yaqeen, we have to worry. So now, with this post 94 and all the fitnas, and the fitnas that affect us here, practically for us, Shia is there, but not so much, which doesn't, we still, inshallah, Allah protect us. Qadianism is a fitna, it's there. Salafism is there. All the other fitnas. But the fitna that is affecting us very seriously is of modernism. Of these people who want the liberal Islam. Islam that suits the government. Islam that suits United Nations. Islam. They are changed, writing the text, the Dini textbooks of Saudi Arabia. They are written in the White House. That what they must teach in their madrasas, in their Islamic teaching, what they must teach is prepared in America, in the White House. So they're using our ulama to promote all this. So we have to be careful. And the thing is, not we can just say you are losing your iman or you have become a murtad. People becoming murtad so much, and that's finished. We don't take it serious. But think of it really. What's going to happen in my qabr on the day of Qiyamah? Yeah, if I have to be disgraced in front of two people, I feel so bad about it. Or if nobody also knows, but just the person I got involved and I got disgraced, how bad? On the day of Qiyamah, your mother and father will be there, your children and your brothers and sisters, the whole world will be there, and they will see how you are disgraced. what all your and this corrupt beliefs and this corrupt promotion of this fitness of modernism, of liberalism, of making Islam watered down, Islam that pleases the people, make the people happy, keep the peace in the world. We must be tolerant. What does tolerant mean? We must accept whatever they say. They can bomb us right, left and center, rape our young girls and do all the harm. We must be tolerant. We mustn't say anything. They can do what they want to. We must have peace. We must have unity. What is unity? You give your whole talk on batil, on falsehood. At the end you praise unity. So you mustn't speak anything bad about me. That you must have unity. But think about all this. What will happen to me at the time of maut? Before maut comes. How maut will come to a person? Shabbir Sahib, Damat Barakatum, explained to us that one time 7 janazas in Haram Sharif, Makkah Sharif, Haram Sharif. 7 people, they made 7 janazas. And one person who used to get kashf, kya naam tha mona? Yeah, one great person who Allah showed things which normally we cannot see. He said, all 7 have died without iman. And what we will see? They died in Makkah Sharif. They died and the janazah was made in the Haram. He said, all 7 died without iman. Today the worrying thing is iman. We are not on the borders, we have gone out of the borders. Come back to the center. Graze in the center, bring the whole of deen to protect ourselves. Don't be lazy for deen. Don't be, the deen is sweet, deen is enjoyable. There is nothing more enjoyable than deen. Wallah, to take the name of Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Say tahajjud time. And so when you alone, to speak to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Akramal Akrameen. And feel the sweetness in your heart. See the tears that flow from your eyes, and you will be prepared to give the world for the tears to flow. And the enjoyment of the name of Allah Ta'ala. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. The lovers for them, they die for them. Naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya, zikr mein taaseer door jaam hai. Just taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, naam lete hi nasha, I went into a trance. And what an enjoyment to take the name of Allah. Waada aane ka shab-e aakhir mein, subah hi se intizar shaam hai. The time of my meeting with my Allah is the last part of the night, tahajjud time. Well, just now, Fajr, after Fajr, I'm waiting. When is the time going to come? When I'm waiting for tahajjud time. Not difficult to get up. You can't sleep anymore. To meet your beloved and the greatest joy, e shakar khushtar, ya e shakar sazar. Is sugar more sweeter or the creator of sugar? Is the moon more beautiful or the creator of the moon? Just find Allah Ta'ala. This is what we have to. We don't have to. Don't go to university and go and take out all these things from your heart. They take out all the noor from there. There is no noor. There is darkness upon darkness there. Where are you going to find noor there? The worst places Allah dislikes in the world are the marketplaces. The best places Allah loves are the masajid. Come to the masajid. A mu'min in a masjid is like a fish in the water. A munafiq in a masjid is like a bird in a cage. You just want to, and we have to work on this to bring it. All these jalsas are for this purpose, that love comes into our heart. Allah gives us tawfiq. We can talk and talk till the night gets finished. The thing is, Allah give us tawfiq. We go from here with this firm determination to bring this yaqeen and find Allah Ta'ala. A person who has found Allah Ta'ala, Narai Mastana Khushmi Ayidam, Ta'abad Jana Chunimi Bayidam, Narai Mastana Khushmi Ayidam. The Nara, the name of Allah, 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 Allah. it just makes me nara mastana khush me ayad. I feel so happy. Ta abad jana chuni me baayad. Oh Allah, grant me this till the end of my life. Don't let gunas come in between and I, this is taken away from me. Don't let any of the dunya, love of dunya come and then I don't enjoy making tilawat of Quran, listening to Quran Sharif. Hey, we should go in a trance when we hear the beautiful tilawat of Quran Sharif in the namazes, Taraweeh. We should look forward, Allahu Akbar, I'm going to listen to the whole Quran. And today the Huffaz read beautifully. And Allah give us that we not only what tajweed and that, but what ishq we read and what jazb we read. Then see what is that tilawat of Quran Sharif. And mashallah, those qurra who read like that, who just change your whole system, your whole anatomy, your biology changes when you hear Quran Sharif like that. Allah bless us all with that, to read Quran Sharif with ishq and to read Quran Sharif with jazb, and that we are seeing Allah when we are reading Quran Sharif. Then see the fun and the enjoyment. Nothing in the world can match with deen. When a person stands up for 2 rakats of namaz, that is the greatest thing in the world he can do. The whole world, the corporate world, the political world, the entertainment world, the sports, anything, everything together cannot be equal when you stand up to 2 rakats of the namaz. And then Allah's attention is to you all the time. But when you are in namaz, Allah's attention is fully to you. And Allah is giving you attention and you're not thinking of Allah. And you're making your sajda and you are far. And you go to the extent of saying, guys, if you go for the masjid and you go, that is the place, the main virus will spread. What? Super spreader of the virus, the masjid. Waliyazu billah. You are the closest to Allah when you are in. Wallah, not one case in the whole world. 2 years of corona from any masjid, from any sajda. The only they blame Nizamuddin. And right at the beginning, Allah give those ulama jazaa khair who made a court case against the media of India and the health department of India. And the court case, secular court, they found them guilty. The media, they found guilty that they were false propaganda and rumors. They found the India health department guilty. Falsely they accused Nizamuddin that the virus spread from there. No virus from anywhere, any masjid in the world is recorded. This is the place Allah says, Allahumma ftah li abwaab rahmatik. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah give reward to the ulama al-haq, the ulama of wifaqul ulama, who are working in this line to save my iman, to save your iman, to make my qabr, to make your qabr, to make my jannat and save me and my children from jahannam. Allah give us tawfiq. Let us not be blind. Let us not just go and sleep away tonight. Let us go with a fikr and a worry from here. It is my deen. It is my akhirat. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who made his day and night into one, he had no peace, no rest whatsoever. And today we just pouring water over all that effort. We are doing the opposite and we take his name. And we say we love him, but we are doing the very opposite of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Allahumma lakal hamd kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azim sultanik. Allahumma la nahsi thanan alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Allahumma inni as'aluka بأني أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة. اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا وإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت، فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك، وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك، وأعوذ بك منك جل وجهك، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم، سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك، والغنيمة من كل بر، والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجت، ولا دينا إلا قضيت، ولا مريضا إلا شفيت، ولا ميتا إلا غفرت ورحمت، ولا مبتلا إلا عافيت، ولا ضالا إلا هديت، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاحا إلا يسرتها وقضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا ولا يخافك فينا. Oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, let us become conscious of the reality of mort, oh Allah, of the reality of the qabr and the everlasting life of the akhirat, oh Allah. For how long a person will be in his qabr, the day of qiyamah, which will be so, so long, ya Allah, and jannat and jahannam, which are forever and ever. Oh Allah, the short life you have given us to prepare for that eternal, everlasting life, let not this dunya's muhabbat overtake us. Let not the stupid and silly entertainment of dunya mislead us, oh Allah. Let not our business and our investments and our dunya, let that not take us away from our deen, oh Allah. Make the deen the prime object in our life, oh Allah. More than we are worried of cancer and heart problems, let us be worried of the qabr and the pythons and the snakes and the scorpions of the qabr, oh Allah. More than what we are worried of financial losses, of going bankrupt, of somebody doing us down, let us be more worried of Jahannam, oh Allah, the azab of Jahannam, oh Allah. Those are realities. And who makes this worry, one worry, the worry of akhirat, oh Allah, you have promised, you look after all the matters of that person of this dunya. Who makes his namaz and is in namaz, not just outwardly but in namaz, you look after all his matters outside namaz, oh Allah. A person who is in the masjid, you look after all his matters outside the masjid. Our deen is complete, our deen is perfect, our deen is a great ni'mat of Allah. Let us realize it, oh Allah. Oh Allah, the robbers, the crooks, the people who are highway robbers, who are hijackers, who are hijacking our deen, who are taking our deen, and they are coming in the guise of ulama, and they are coming in the guise of pious people, but they are robbing us of our deen. Make us aware of these robbers, O Allah. Make us aware of these crooks, O Allah. O Allah, let us understand the value of deen, and let us move towards deen, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.